10 minutes after 9, part 2, from now to quarter past 10, the Q&A. You better be sitting there and listening attentively. Let's welcome the listeners of Al-Ansar International, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and company. Somebody says, your ustad, the parent says that a boy came to see my daughter for marriage proposal, and my daughter asked him a question, that will you go for an HIV AIDS test? But he refuses, ustad. Now my daughter likes him. What must we do as parents? He's refusing for the AIDS test, ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before we respond to that question, remember three announcements. One announcement is quarter past 10, inshallah, the program will terminate. And thereafter will be the Hafiz Yusuf Kala. And thereafter, inshallah, Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki, rahimahullah. For the month of Rabiul Awal, we started on Saturday night, every night. The Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki, Shaheed, he was and he is, inshallah, Allah reward him. So his series in English on Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you can listen to every night between 10 and 11, inshallah. Tonight will be after quarter past 10, inshallah. Second is Tuesday nights, mashallah, from tomorrow we're starting our brother Shafaat Ahmad Khan, and that is month after dinner. So mashallah, travel programs, speaking about Maldives, family problems and domestic problems and family ties, Maa Salim Kareem, about cars, those of you want to know about cars, and that brother Anwar Kareem. So wonderful program, inshallah, brother Shafaat Khan. And third one, remember that we will be in Durban next week from Tuesday right up to Saturday, inshallah. So you can diarize that as well. And inshallah, that make dua all, may Allah Jalla Wala gives us tawfiq, that our iman increases and our love for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Nabi alayhi salam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu increases. Okay, the boy came to see your daughter. First thing, when a boy comes to see your daughter, remember they cannot be alone. You, the mahram, the father of that daughter, the brother of that lady, that sister. So somebody has to be there. So that is number one. Number two is this, you must not allow them to speak for 1 hour, 2 hours, 5-10 minutes maximum and finish up. So now she asked him a question, and that is HIV test. So he said no, or he didn't want to answer. So why must your daughter marry such a person? You must remember that today we don't know who's who in the zoo, basically. So you must remember Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. Quran Kareem states, Surah 24, verse 26, At-Tayyibatu lil-Tayyibin. When you are pure, you will go for the pure. And when you are chaste, you must remember you'll go for the chaste. If you're immoral, impure, then you will go for that. So just tell your daughter, you don't give permission, and end of the story, cut it very short. Don't fall for all the emotions and sentiments. Even if she cries and all that, you must just tell her that this person is no good for you. He's not prepared to go for any test and so forth. So why must you are pure and chaste, get mixed up with people who are immoral and impure? Just forget it. Bad choice he is.
Ustaz, brother Bilal from Zimbabwe says, in the third statement of the wording azan, we say ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. But some people say ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasul. Is this correct, or is the azan valid, Ustaz?
The azan will be valid, but remember now that, yeah, there is some Arabic involved. Anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. So the anna, after that, there will be fatha, which means Muhammadan. There will be zabar two times, meaning the tanween, the fathatain. Then Rasulullah, that will be with the dhamma. So that's the proper way. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was the first muazzin, African muazzin, and Islam elevated him. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elevated his rank and status. Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, the African muazzin, his father's name Rabah, his mother's name Hamama. And remember, he gave adhan in Masjid Nabawi. In Makkah, he gave adhan on the occasion of Fateh Makkah, standing on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa, Zuhr time. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, go on top. And the Arabs, fake thin complexion, could not believe what they are seeing. This is what Allah does. Wa tu'izzu man tasha, wa tuthillu man tasha. Allah gives honor to whomever He wants. Allah disgraces whomever He wants. In the year 637 Gregorian calendar, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu came from Medina Munawwara to Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak, to Al-Quds Al-Sharif, to Palestine, Jerusalem, and then it was Salat time. There was a wall there. He jumped on that wall, Sayyidina Bilal, and he rendered the Adhan. Remember that is Sayyidina Bilal. Wala khalfa lahu, he has no children. He's buried in Damishq, in Damascus, in Syria. And subhanallah, kudrat ka karishma hai, the power, the mercy of Allah. He, Sayyidina Bilal, first muazzin, second muazzin, Masjid Nabawi. Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum, the blind sahabi, Abasa wa tawalla, and Jawul A'ma refers to him. They both buried in Babu Sagheer, they in Damascus. We went to their grave Mubarak 2-3 times, where Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu is buried. Then on the wall is written, Muazzinu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi sallam wa waziru malihi, the Muazzin of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam, and the Minister of Finance. So emulate him, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. He learned the Adhan directly from Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam accepted the dream of Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbihi. So wonderful lesson on Adhan. So we mentioned it previously as well. So Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, not Muhammadur Rasulullah. But if the person gave Adhan like that, the Adhan is valid.
Ustad, brother Imran from Swaziland says, a man gets married and has 2 children, a boy and a girl. He divorces and remarries and gets 2 boys and a girl. He passes away, Ustad. How will the inheritance be distributed?
So that first wife is history now. She's out of the equation. You go on with the geography now. So you passed away and you left the wife. So she will get 12.5%, that second wife. And then you got 2 sons and 2 daughters. From both wives, you got 1 son. And both wives, you got 1 daughter. So when you passed away, you got 2 sons and 2 daughters. You didn't tell us whether when that person passed away, whether his parents are alive or not. So we'll give you both ways. So anyway, the first one will be that he passed away, wife 12.5%, 2 sons, 2 daughters. So you will make 6 shares of the remainder, and 2 shares for the son, and 1 share for the daughters. And remember, if the person passed away, both his parents are alive, or one of them is alive, so the wife will receive 12.5%. The father, mother, both will receive 1/6, 1/6, collectively 1/3. If one of them is alive, then 1/6. So that would be just under 17%. And then the remaining 71% plus minus, that will go to the children, 2 sons, 2 daughters, 6 shares. So that is how you work it out. So remember, if the parents are alive, the Muslim, they must inherit 1/6, 1/6. And 12.5 for the wife. And remember, the remainder residue for the children, 6 shares.
I would like to know, what is the cost implications for a Muslim funeral? Walter, Ustad.
Remember, in Islam, my brother Walter, everything is so perfect. Remember, when you juxtapose and compare it with what you are following, Walter, then people have funeral policies, people want to pay already, they put you into debt. They put you into debt, D-E-B-T, before death. In Islam, we say, my father passed away, mother passed away, so we give ghusl, we bathe the deceased. So remember that it's free of charge, it's water you use, finish. Then we have kafan, we have shroud. So the shroud is calico, simple material, cheap. So remember, 3 pieces for the man, 5 pieces for the woman. And thereafter, remember, we put in the beer, we put in the box, and thereafter we take to the place where we're going to read the funeral prayer, and after that is a burial. There's no coffin, there's no box and all that that's going to go into the grave and so forth. I was a very young boy, Walter. I grew up in South Africa. I'm born in South Africa. I still remember him. We used to go in the house, non-Muslims all. So this uncle, I don't think in his life he wore a suit, you know. So he died. So we all went. We children now, 8, 9 years old, 7 years old. So they gave him a suit. So I looked at him. I said, today he's looking very handsome, you know. And they put a tie for him. They put his walking stick for him. Then they put a big coffin and all that. In those days, it was over 1,000 rand and all that. Today, it will be 20, 50,000 rand.
Sure.
So imagine all unnecessary. And then you must go to the Rolls Royce. Last journey. Or you must call a limousine. In Islam, I went for my wedding in a van, you know, a van, ordinary van. So my uncle, he just took me, he said, come, he said, car, he said, leave the car, we just go in the van. So in Islam, it's like that, my brother. So everything we take into consideration, the rich, the poor, is not everybody can afford limousine, is not everybody can afford coffin. So Islam said, no limousine, no coffin, nothing like this. So ours in 1,000 rand, 2,000. But because we live in South Africa, now they make the graves expensive, they make this expensive, so that escalates it. Otherwise, in less than 1,000 rand it is. Now you compare that with yours, what a big problem it is. People who have to look for a coffin, look for a suit, look for this, look for some limousine. So all that is rejected in Islam. We must do that which will help the deceased, not that that will become problematic for the family. Even when the food issue comes, Islam says now guests will come. You, the people of that town, when Ja'far radiallahu anhu passed away and was a martyr in Mu'ta, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, then the messenger of Islam, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, addressed the people of Medina and said, Ja'far radiallahu anhu passed away. His wife Asma bint Umays and them are here in Medina. You, the people of Medina, isna'u li ali Ja'farin to'ama. You make food for them and send for them. See, that is Islam. Be honest, my brother Walter, what do you think? You will find something better than Islam? Never. So Islam is natural and does not want us to become people who are extravagant when we are rich, and we don't have to be so poor that we become a big burden. So Islam is for all times, all places, all circumstances, my brother Walter.
Mm. Subhanallah. So do you have to sit in iddah to start? If your spouse gives you one talaq, we start.
If your husband gave you one talaq, Almighty Allah speaks of this in Surah 2, verse 228, 227, 228, 229. So thalathat quru, iddah is compulsory. The waiting period, 3 menses according to Hanafis and Hanbalis, 3 periods of cleanliness according to the Shafi'is, Malikis. If your husband gave one talaq, a raj'i, revocable, and then remember that you started now wearing very smart clothes because you can still live with him, and remember that you seduced him. So fine, during the iddat, before the expiry of the waiting period, then you are married again and you don't have to perform new nikah, and he will have 2 talaqs left for the future. So all, if the iddat expired and now you want to reconcile because absence make the heart grow fonder, so then a new nikah has to be performed, but he'll only have 2 talaqs left for the future.
I see Delta says he's listening to you this evening, Ustad, all the way from New Zealand. He says that what happens to the Muslims now in the United States of America because Donald Trump is winning the elections? What's your view, Ustad?
I don't know which newspapers and which poll you are looking at, my brother Delta. Everyone I'm seeing, they say Mr. Donald is losing. Be whatever happens for me and for the Muslims in America, whether Republican wins, whether Democratic Party wins, it makes very little difference. All of them support the apartheid regime of Israel. All of them support, you must remember, the capitalistic system. All of them are secularists. So it's not going to make much difference. So remember, but majority of the polls say they're expecting a landslide victory for Biden. And you know what Trump says, that if he loses, he's not moving. So we must remember that. So we wait and see. But if you want my honest opinion, Delta, for us Muslims, it makes very little difference. Remember that.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, what's the ruling regarding taking photographs with a camera? And if it's possible, can I have the evidence, Ustad?
So you must remember, if you're taking with your phone, you're taking with the camera, you're taking with any device, there's 2 categories. Either you go to a place, wonderful scenery, Cape Town, Table Mountain, and all that, inanimate objects, totally permissible. And if you are taking now your wife, your children, and this one and that one, that how they are playing in the snow and playing here and there and whatever, have you. So in Islam, that is not permissible. So you must remember surah. لا تدخل الملائكة بيت فيه سورة أو كلب. Go open Muslim Sharif, Bukhari Sharif, the Mishkat Sharif, the whole chapter on it. So you must remember the Malaika of Mercy. They will not enter that room and that house where there are these photos and snaps. We're speaking about where we are just doing it without need, necessity. If it is ID, passport, visa, that is need, so you can't help it. So just for nothing, entertainment. Tomorrow on Day of Justice, it will be told to you, Ahyu ma khalaqtum, put life in that. Who can put life? So therefore, now today, just look at the harm it's causing. Children today, the mother gave birth, and on Instagram they put the baby. On Facebook they put the baby. On this one they put the baby. Already people are looking at the baby with an evil eye. Inna al-ayna haqqun. And then the mother, father phoning us, contacting us. My son is crying too much. My daughter is crying too much. They must cry too much. For what need was there for you to show off and all these type of things there? So remember, we cause, and then you get the shaitans who want to kidnap children already. So you, today, human trafficking is going on. You can't believe what's going on. So children and women and all that are being trafficked from one country to another. So see, but we are the one who give all the information. So therefore, stay away from all these type of things. And remember, if you want, I don't know if you know Arabic, our Ustad Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni in Rawai, Bayan. It is in Arabic. He wrote a wonderful thesis on this and Ahkamul Photographia, the laws regarding photography and so forth. And some people try to justify it. He gave the answer, everything. Rawaiul Bayan fi Ahkamul Quran.
So the one says, Ustad, that is it true that if a person does not offer namaz the whole year but only prays during the month of Ramadan, he's a kafir? I'm a varsity student. Please make me maaf, Mufti AK, but I try, no time. Ustad.
If you got no time for Allah, why Allah must have time for you? Is your studies more important? So are you the only person in the world studying? We also went to university, and I went to Darul Ulooms and Jamia Islamic, and I went to your universities as well. So time is what you do. So because you have become shaitan yourself, so 11 months you don't read, and in Ramadan the shaitans are locked up, so then you read. So you must remember, according to Quran and Hadith, if you take literal meaning, the person is out of the fold of Islam. And remember, that is the verdict of majority Sahaba. And if you want an academic discussion on this, Sheikhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah, student Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyah, wrote a whole book on this, Kitabu Salat. In there you will find all the dalail and evidence. I give you one verse, my brother. You make up your mind. What good is that studies when you have no time for your Creator? Then when you get sick or something happens, then you wonder what went wrong. Tomorrow on the Day of Justice, Allah Ta'ala dispatches those people to Jahannam and the hellfire. So then they ask, Ma salakakum fi saqar? What made you walk straight into the hellfire, O human being? So he will say, Lam nakum minal musallin. We were not reading and performing our salat. First answer, open chapter 74 and verses 42-43. We the Shafi'is, Hanafis, we say you Muslim, but you are skating on very, very thin ice. You're on the verge of being right out of the fall of Islam. The Hanbalis, if you go to the Imams of the Haram and ask them, Ma hukmu tariki salat? What is the ruling regarding people who don't perform salat? They will tell you, Kharijun alil millah mukhalladan finnar, that you are out of the fall of Islam and eternally condemned to Jahannam. And that is the fatwa of the Sahaba, majority of them in the Hanbali school. So therefore, brother, don't fool yourself. Your BA and your MA and your PhD is not worth the paper on which is written when you got no time for salat.
I was defrauded out of a large sum of money, Ustad. There is only one piece of evidence missing. What can I do?
So you turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, how can you lose millions of rand, and you say that one piece of evidence is missing and so forth. So ask Almighty Allah, I give you one simple dua, read with me. Ya Muntaqimu, Ya Muntaqimu, Ya Muntaqimu, Ya Allah, the people who made zulam upon me, you deal with them in the manner you deem fit, and see what will happen. You got it? Ya Muntaqimu. Then read Surah 40 verse 44. Read Surah 29 verse 30. Surah 29 verse 30. Rabbin surni alal qawm al mufsideen. O Almighty Allah, you assist me against the troublemakers, mischief makers. Ya Allah, Surah 40 verse 44. Wa ufawwidu amri ilallah. I hand over my matters to you, Ya Allah. Inna Allah basirun bil ibad. Verily Allah is all observing over his servants. The next ayat, the next verse, Surah chapter 40 verse 45, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّعَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. The person defrauded you with 1 million, 5 million, 10 million, Allah alone knows. So whatever they are plotting and planning, Allah Jalla Wala will protect you and save you. So you must ask yourself, did you pay zakat? Did you give charity? So sometimes Allah lets all that go away because we became so bakhil and such misers also.
29 minutes to 10. We go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue what the Q&A. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
26 minutes to 10. There's an anonymous sister says here, Mufti Sahab, I would like to know from you, Ustad, if it is permissible to use yoga as a form of exercise. Our need and intention is for jihad. Ustad,
Remember, for jihad, you can't use haram means. So since when yoga is going to help you for your jihad? So all the way Islam said that you don't want, and all the non-Muslim way you want to use that, yoga is totally haram for Muslims. It has religious connotations of others. So remember, don't fool yourself. A good intention does not justify haram. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. That's the meaning of it. So the means must be permissible and the objective must be permissible. Yoga is totally haram for Muslims. And remember, you just have to see what is happening in India nowadays. I just give you one example so that you wake up from your slumber, because this ummah today, by and large, 90% don't even know what's going on. In India, there's a place called Assam. Go study it, Assam. In Assam, the government day in India, they are closing down the madrasas and transforming them all into schools. You must not read Quran, you must not do this, you must not do this, you must not do this. The aim is what the apartheid Palestine is doing. So they went, Modi and company, they are the students, the unholy alliance between Israel, the apartheid regime, and apartheid India nowadays. And Quran speaks of this in Surah 5 verse 82. Your worst enemies will be those people who are the Jews and those people who worship the shirk and idols and so forth. And you can see what's happening there in India today, what's happening in Palestine. So in front of our eyes, they want to frustrate the Muslims. You must leave Palestine, go. And they in India, they say, Jao, Jao, Pakistan, Jao, Jao, Kabristan. Pick up and go Pakistan, otherwise go graveyard. That is what you're seeing. So what you're talking about this? So you must remember, we must use our Islamic things. Not go, we must influence the lives of others. Not get influenced by others.
Somebody says, Ustad, where can I get Mufti's Dua Kitab? We are in the Northwest, Ustad. Jazakumullah for the wonderful program.
I was in the Northwest Saturday. Why you didn't speak? I was there in Potchefstroom by my uncle. So I should have brought a hardcover book and gave you, but no more hardcover now for you. So wherever you are in the world, just write my number down, 071-888-1184. 071-888-1184. And you just put, I don't want long story, queries, just put dua, duas or dua kitab, then we'll just send you a PDF copy, inshallah. Those of you behind, beyond the borders of South Africa, +27 71 888 1184, and then whatever kitab you want, just say what the name, and then you want milestone, you want this, you want that Hajj kitab, we will just send you the PDF, inshallah. Or otherwise, go to our Telegram, all the books are there. So you must remember, for Telegram, we thank Salahuddin and family, mashallah, they're doing great job. So inshallah, or you follow mashallah on the Twitter at AKHOSEN, H-O-O-S-E-N, and you can get everything from there as well.
Let's go to Balito, Ustad. I know that the men gets more share than the ladies in a world. My four brothers took everything that was precious and expensive, like the gold, coins, cars, properties, etc. And for is the three sisters, Ustad, we got just 10,000 rands each. Do men always get the cream of the crop as well? And the ladies get what's left over, Ustad?
They go straight to hell. According to Quran Sharif, you must remember, they have usurped your rights. Surah 4, Surah Nisa. You must show each one of your brothers, whether they're in South Africa or in Africa or in Hammanskraal or Hong Kong. So you must remember that. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهِ Surah 4, verse 14. Chapter 4, verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ Whoever disobeys Almighty Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ, and they go beyond the limits. So this, they went beyond the limits. When your father, mother, whoever passed away, you are four sons and three daughters, they're supposed to make 11 shares. Two shares for the son, that's 8, and one share for the daughters in everything. In the gold, in the cars, in the shops, in the cash, everything that belonged to the father. Now they gave you a lousy 10,000 rand, you should throw it back in their face and tell you, I'll meet you on Qiyamah day, and tell you go straight to hell because you're stealing my haq and my rights. So remember that yudkhilhu naran khalidan fiha. So remember, Allah will dispatch them and send them to Jahannam for very, very long time. Walahu adhabun muheen. And remember that for them is a humiliating punishment. Remember that your children also had a share, because you, the mother, had a share. So now they use served your share, your children's share, in this sense, from you, it'll go to the mother, to the children. So remember, what they did is absolutely haram, and tell them, even if they got a fatwa, because today you can buy many fatwas, you know. So you pehle the mufti masail ke batane wale, ab bhi hai mufti muf ke khane wale, Iqbal said so. So you must remember that you get a lot of mufatiyas running around today, selling the deen of Islam. You must remember that. So you must be very careful what you do. And you brothers, if you know what's good for you, you give the properties and money and gold to that sisters. Otherwise, you go straight to hell. Surah 4, verse 14.
Anonymous says, Dear Mufti Saab, I have a serious problem. My niece has been sick for the past few months. We collected money for a serious operation, Ustad, only to find out my sister-in-law and brother was scheming the family for monies. I am mad. Anonymous, Ustad.
I just told you just now what I know. I don't know the questions that Mona Arafat is going to ask. So today, that is what they do. They will tell you their daughter is sick. They'll tell you the son is sick. And then they go for the holiday to Switzerland. They will go first class on the airline and take one snap David first class. So can't we use our common sense? So you must remember that which doctor you went, where's the report, show us all these things here. We just let the emotions get the better of us and give them 100,000, 500,000. So now the money is gone, but in future, now you must tell them, finish, we no more giving you anything. Once bitten, twice shy. That also they stole from Islam. La yuldahul mu'minu min juhrin wahidin marratain. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you must not get stung from the same place twice. So in English they translated, once bitten, twice shy.
Ustad, please comment on people who record their dying parents with the excuse that they want that for remembrance, Ustad. That is from Italy.
It's haram nowadays what people are doing. You must remember, their father, mother, or whoever, husband, wife, child, is in their last moments, in the pains and pangs of death, in sakarat, what we call wajat sakaratul maut bil haq. They're more busy with the cell phone, taking the picture, taking the video. That is the time you're supposed to speak and remind that person there, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So that is called talqeen. You don't command the person, you remind the person. That is the time you're supposed to be reading Surah Yasin, Iqra Yasin ala mautakum. One meaning is that you read Surah Yasin at the time of Sakarat. That is the time you're supposed to be telling the person, Subhanallah wa hamdihi, read Astaghfirullah, fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfir. But today, shaitaniyat is right in the people, taking the video. No, we want to remember this. What do you want to remember? At that time, you couldn't help your father, mother, the near and dear one. So you just want the money and you just want that. Take all that kind of videos and just throw that cell phone also away. It brought more shaitaniyat in your life than good things there. So all this is haram and not permissible.
Nobod says, Ustad, now to the one area I know you cannot defend. This is Nobod. There are all sorts of reports and videos of Muslim and non-Muslim women who are prostitutes being executed on public streets of the world of Islam for being prostitutes, while the Muslim men they serviced walk free. Nobod, Ustad.
I told you, Norbert, you make the cardinal mistake of judging the Muslim. We are not here to defend the Muslim. We are here to defend Islam. So Islam says, Surah chapter 24, verse 2. And I like your style of questions. You say, I defended everything, but this one I can't defend. You throw whatever you want to my brother. We will defend the truth, inshallah, Ameen, with the help and mercy of Allah. So we are here to defend Islam. We are not here to defend Muslims. Remember that. So Islam teaches us, when a person commits fornication, they're not married, the male or female. Surah chapter 24, verse 2. Fajlidu, you take them out in public. You don't show them any mercy. All this is enshrined in the Quran. Wala ta'khudh bihima ra'fa. Wal yashhad adhabahuma ta'ifatun minal mu'minin. So all this must happen. 100 lashes, the male and the female, must be given in public for fornication. And if it is adultery, male or female, remember it is the death penalty. 54 students and companions of the Messenger Muhammad, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beloved students, reported and narrated that they will be killed and the death penalty will apply. Now the Muslim countries, the Arab countries, majority of them have thrown Islam away. So you must remember, I just mentioned now, Norbert, Muslim must influence the lives of people, not get influenced by people. But because our belief, our devotion, dedication to Islam at a political level, economic level, has become so weak that people are influenced by the West. They think the West is the best and white is right. And this is across the board for the Arab countries and the Muslim countries. 1-2%, 5%, you can exclude, but 99%, 95% are like that. So we are not here to defend the Muslim, we are here to defend Islam. Islam is deen. Deen means justice. And justice means the punishment will be for the male and the female who are guilty of this crime.
Ustaz, there is a new craze where mothers are celebrating their babies turning 3 months in 6 months. Please comment, Ustaz.
I just told you just now, you must remember that these are the mothers that they are bored with life. Now they got a new toy. And the new toy is Instagram, it is Facebook, it is Twitter, it is this, it is this. So now they want to play. So, oh, Marubetu, Tan may not take you. Cho may not take you. So now you put everything there. So you showing your child off and all that. So didn't Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teach us Hadith Bukhari Sharif? That, Ya Allah, we seek the protection min kulli aynin lammah, from every evil eye. See, al-aynu haqqun, hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So we now, first birthday is haram. The child is masoom, innocent. See, birthday is a Western custom, got nothing to do with Islam. What is birthday? Self-aggrandizement. Today I'm 17, today I'm 20. That Baji, that Kala is 70 years old. They make a big cake with 70 candles. Baji blow, he blew, he died. 7 candles went off and his heart went also off. So you must remember this type of all shaitaniyat, all this. From start starting from A to Z, Surah 17, verse 27, Innal Mubazirina Kanu Ikhwana Shayateen. People who squandered their wealth, they are the brothers of Shaitan. You must remember that. But you see, the Shaitan, he came. Shaitan knows our weaknesses. Zayyana lahum shaitanu a'malahum. The Shaitan, he embellished it. He adorned it. You look at the escort agencies, you look at the casinos. When you're driving, you just see the lights and they're flashing and so forth. So remember, they made the birthday. What is the birthday? It's the anniversary. So we must go. Little bit jiving, little bit music, little bit wine, little bit champagne, little bit dust, little bit. So that is all the shaitaniyat that goes on. A to Z, not permissible.
Listener says, Mufti Sahab, you heard the latest. The haram is open. When is TTW taking us for Umrah, Ustad? Anonymous, Durban, Morningside.
Rephrase the question. TTW don't take us. Allah takes us. Remember that. Never Allah say Allah. People say take us. We say Allah takes us. Hum to Allah ke mehman hai. Hum to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke mehman. Never say that the agent takes us. We must say Allah takes us. So you must remember, my friend in Medina just sent me a message today. He said, Al-Bush Lakum ya Sheikh. You know, you speak Arabic and so. So remember, now it's open for the locals and mashallah, they're going and so forth. According to unconfirmed reports, because things there can change any day, you must remember. So they're saying that 1st of November, they will start allowing countries beyond Saudi Arabia, foreigners, but it's not right across the board, selected countries. So anyway, my advice will be you can contact your travel agents, contact the embassy, see wherever you are and see. But personally, I would not advise you just to go immediately, because you must remember, you must look at what's written there properly, that maybe they allow you for one salat per day. Now, is it really worth it? We pay 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 and we're going to read one salat in the masjid, the others we must read in the hotel. And we go for Umrah in 3 hours, you must finish everything. So what happens if you want to make another Umrah? What happens if you want to make Tawaf? So there's so many gray areas and so forth. So rather let the dust settle and everything is clear. That is just my advice, nasiha lakum. And don't make that mistake that this agent takes us. Nobody takes us. Allah takes us. Haq. And make special dua for our brother Hussein Khan. He's in hospital as well. And you must remember, make dua for our brother Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, mother as well. She's in hospital. Make dua for all those who are Ameen. Ill. Ameen. Allah Jalla wala grant them shifa kamil.
Naeem from Mauritius says, Ustad, you heard the latest? Is it true? People are sending pictures that there is an earthquake took place in Saudi Arabia. Ustad?
I don't know, because for the time I left my house, you must remember, till now, so I'm here in the studio for 2 hours already, because I came here 7:45 and now it's about 9:50. So if something happened in the past 2-3 hours, then I wouldn't know about it. But till I can tell you, till Maghrib time, there was nothing, because I saw the news, everything, you must remember, on my phone. So I didn't receive it. You must be very careful. Is it verified news? Is it, you understand, fake news? You know, today people, they make so many. The other day they sent a message, Sheikh Huzaifi passed away, you know. So I got a message myself. So I knew it's lies, because my friend is in Medina, he'll tell me straight away. So I'm not saying it's not true, but I'm saying we verify it first before we amplify it. So before we start saying this happened, this happened. If it happened, Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain. If it didn't happen, still Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak and all the Muslims throughout the world.
Ma wants to know, when one enters the Makkah Haram Sharif, should one perform Tahiyyatul Masjid? What tawaf, Ustad?
Excellent question, Ma. When you enter Makkah, are you going to perform your Umrah immediately, or are you going to say it's too hot, nebo garmi che, nebo em che, ne tem che? So then remember, you're going to delay it till after Maghrib, after Isha. So if you're going to perform Umrah immediately, then Tahiyyatul Masjid falls away. At-tawafu bil baytika salat. To make the tawaf around the Baytullah is like the salat. And if you're going to delay it, then you read the Tahiyyatul Masjid, because you're going to make your tawaf and Umrah after 2, 6, 8 hours. So that is the masla and fatwa regarding that issue.
So, Ustaz, my brother is a non-Muslim. Am I allowed to carry his coffin?
So you must remember to attend the burial funeral of any non-Muslim, totally haram. One person, ignorant people, you know. He writes an article and he says tolerance. And he says that you must remember that in Islam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam read Salat of Abdullah bin Ubay. So you must remember what happened after that. So Almighty Allah revealed Surah 9 verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You cannot read prayer, you cannot read janazah, anything for any non-Muslim. You can't stand by the grave, you can't walk with a coffin, you can't go to the graveyard, you can't go to the cemetery, nothing. Yes, when everything is finished, you go to the house, you offer your condolences, you sympathize with them, that is fine. So that is Islam clearly enshrined in the Quran. But people today think that they understand Islam, you know. And yes, they want to come teach us, but they can't even read Quran properly. So you must remember that these type of things here, Allah Ta'ala protect us from such people, remember, who must lead the Ummah.
Mufti Sahib, do you know any good boys for my daughter who is 26 years old? Anybody I can contact, Ustad?
We don't know you, bhai. Where are we going to know your daughter and all these type of things? We're not running a marriage agency here. So we make dua for everybody's daughter and all the sons as well. I say there's a good girl, 26, but how can I say good? I don't know your daughter, I don't know you. So remember, so we make dua for you, brother, and your daughter.
Somebody says a widow was told that she must only wear black during her iddah period to start. Is that
is fairy tales. You must remember that when the husband passes away, the iddah is 130 days, and she cannot wear new clothes, she can't wear jewelry, she can't apply henna and mehndi, but she wear black, she wear navy blue, she wear brown, she wear grey, so all like dark colours, that's fine. You can't be wearing shocking pink and all that, you shock the people who come there to your house. You can't be wearing new clothes and all that, that you have that in Mansa Duat is Anna Mansa Bruat, you're gonna inherit so much. So all that is haram, that is what Islam is teaching.
Anonymous mother wants to know, Ustad, that my daughter, she's a journalist. She will be traveling to Abu Dhabi soon, Ustad. What's your take on this? But she is very, very strict indeed, Ustad.
Yes, I'm sure she's very strict. From starting to ending, tell her Allah's curse is on her. When she travels, you must remember from year to day, all that alone. So without the mahram and so forth, we fool ourselves by thinking just wearing a abaya and you strict on deen. So the income is haram, the journey is haram, A to Z, everything haram. In Islam, you can't go for Hajj and Umrah without mahram. So what you're talking about, running a story and all these type of things there. So remember, that type of work for the lady is haram, to travel alone is haram.
Dear Mufti Sahib, I am a revert and my parents passed away before I accepted Islam. What dua can I read for Allah to save them, Ustad?
You must remember Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Islam. Remember, from the age of 8, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's father passed away before the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before the honorable birth. Thereafter, at the age of 6, beloved mother passed away. At the age of 8, you must remember, then the grandfather passed away. Then you must remember that from the age of 8 right till 50, 51, you must remember the uncle, the chacha, paternal uncle, Abu Talib. He was there, always standing, defending the masterpiece upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when the time came for his death, the messenger asked him, requested him, please read and I will intercede for you. But remember, they were masters of the Arabic language, they were linguists. So even at that time, Abu Talib, Sayyidina Ali's father, Sayyidina Ali is a great person, he's Muslim and he's Sahabi and son-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Karati Jannah. But this is his father. So that father Abu Talib dies a non-Muslim. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted him to embrace Islam. Almighty Allah revealed the verse, Surah number 28, Surah Qasas, and verse number 56. Chapter 28, verse 56. You, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innaka la tahdi man ahbabta. You can't give guidance to whom you love. Walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. Allah will give guidance to whom he wishes. So he, Abu Talib, when he's dying, he says, ikhtartu nar alal ar. Nar and ar. He's rhyming the words. I choose and select the fire over disgrace. And he died, non-Muslims despair to Jahannam forever. So you must remember, anybody's father, mother, they die in that state. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, his father dies as non-Muslim. The Quran says so. So despair to Jahannam and hellfire. So finish, we can't do anything about that. And you must now worry about yourself, your wife, your children, that we must live with Iman and Islam, and we must die with Iman and Islam. But that what happened, somebody's father, mother, brother passed away, we can do nothing for them. Remember that.
Augustine says that I'm listening to you and I'm hearing your program this evening, and you're saying that, of course, for ladies, that she's not allowed to go to be a journalist. So he wants to know, Ustad Augustine, that why are the laws in Islam so strict for your people, ladies? Why is not balanced, Ustad Augustine?
So your law is very balanced, Augustine. So I'm asking you a question, my brother Augustine. So your law is very balanced, so all the women can go out and work and do everything. So what is our rape rate? The rate of rape in South Africa. What's it, my brother Augustine? 110, 112 rapes per day. So do you want that to happen to anybody's daughter, anybody's sister? Once you give permission for women to go out and they must work there with men and women, and there's all integration and assimilation and all mix up between them, then you're going to have sexual harassment. Then you're going to have rape. Then you're going to have all these cases. You see how many problems they're having now in the workplace? So you must remember this. You can't put butter next to the stove and expect nothing to happen. And then they have to wear a special dress code. Then they have to do this, they have to do that. You work it out, Brother Augustine. Will you want your daughter to run around in the world today where there is so much insecurity? People are there and they're just waiting to take advantage and exploit the women and so forth. You work it out yourself. Islam is there to defend the honor of the women, and not that we make our woman a commodity. That is the difference. Capitalism came and made the women a commodity. Secularism came and took God out of the equation and said, Islam, religion, any religion, is a private matter. So that is the crime humanity is committing today. So understand, Islam came to protect the woman and not what the Western media are saying. Who is allowing all the prostitution? Who is allowing all these things to go on? All that. So remember, it's the Western type of life. In Islam, we say the men must go and work, not sit on their laurels, and the women must be the queens at home. So that is what Islam teaches us.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. So Ustaz, what do you suggest about blood tests before couple marries? Ustaz?
Yeah, they can take the blood test, it's no problem. So maybe they'll need one another's blood also, you know. So it's good to know which group you are in and so forth. But I don't think that's the question. The question here is this. Because people today don't know, it's like a lucky packet, you know. That what is the history, geography of this person here? Was he leading a promiscuous life? So they want, he must take an AIDS test. He must take this test and so forth. So fine, if you're not sure, then you can tell him, or you tell her also, if you're not sure you want the virgin and she tells you she's virgin. But sometimes it can be something else. So people many a time are not honest. But all said and done, one is fatwa, we will say it's permissible. One is what is our advice. You must remember that we will say that the best thing is, if you got doubt, just call it off. Why get married to the person you got so much doubt in already? Da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk. Leave that in which you put doubt in and which puts you into doubt, and opt for that in which there's no doubt. So end of the day, we must cry, beg Allah, Allah Ta'ala. Always I tell the youngsters and people who want to get married, don't say, I want to get married to this lady or this boy in person. Say, I'll get married to him, Ya Allah. If you say it. There's khair in it. There's goodness in it. So how will we know? Then we make our dua, our istikhara, all that. So ask Allah for khair and goodness, and then you take the final decision.
I see Christopher says, dear Mufti Aki, I hope you remember me. This is Christopher. He says here that, could you please answer me that, how come the nuns are not allowed to get married, but they are very, 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 very close to God, and they are God-fearing, and they have better character than our women folk? Christopher Ustad.
Christopher Columbus, I never forgot you. I remember you, my brother Christopher. So now we are defending Islam. Now you want to bring the nun story. So let us speak about the nuns. I don't know if you studied the nuns. When they enter, they call them the novice. Uh-huh. And then after a few months or years, once they graduate and so forth, then they call them the nun. And then in the Catholic Church, they have to lead a life of celibacy. You know all that, my brother Christopher? So now, when you impose upon the women that they can't get married, so they wear the habit. You know the habit, my brother? They wear that uniform of theirs. And then you have on the priest. Then you have the monk. So the monk is one side, and the nun is the other side. And both of them have got stimulation now. And then you see some monkey business going on, my brother. So you must remember that. You know what's going on in the church? Why the Pope have to go to every country almost and apologize? Because of the pedophilia, because of the scandals with the nuns. Islam brought about a religion and said, to remain a confirmed bachelor, al-a'zabu shaitan, hadith authentic in Muslim Ahmad. Islam say, we don't want people to remain bachelors and that. You must get married. It's a natural way of every prophet and messenger. Every prophet came and he got married. The only one Nabi, one prophet is exception, wa hasura, that is Nabi Yahya, John the Baptist, what you call. He didn't get married. Even Jesus, peace be upon him, when he returns the second coming, he'll get married. He'll have two sons. One son's name will be that Moses, Musa, and one will be Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to some ulama. Anyway, you must remember, so every messenger gets married. But the Christian church came and they said celibacy, and see the corruption is leading to. The nuns are busy with one another. The nun is busy with the father and saying amen, with the monkey business going on. Is that what you want? So remember, Islam is natural, my brother. So therefore, and if you want, I don't know you, Christopher, but if you're serious, I want you to do a thorough study. Who's the Pope now? His name is Pope Francis, right? Go before him. Who was the Pope? So Pope Benedict. I have a clip, but I don't understand German. I don't know where it is, but anyway, you can just Google it. So he spoke in German. When I went to Germany and all these places, Munich and that, we have friends and all that students. So they took that thing out and I was amazed. So Pope Benedict speaking to his bishops and cardinals and what have you, he's telling them this Christianity we following is not right. For what suddenly the Pope after 600 years, 640 years, you go see all the things there, and suddenly the Pope has to resign. Why they made him resign, my brother Christopher Columbus? Why? Because the man, I told them, take me to the Pope Benedict. They said you can't meet him because you must remember they placed him under house arrest. So Pope himself, your greatest authority, is telling you Christianity is not the truth. So you cooked up the Bible. You got so many different versions of the Bible that the versions are confused also. So that is Islam. Islam is the natural way, and our constitution remains in its pristine purity. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. And you can't produce one. We challenge the Pope tonight on three radio stations. Read for me the Bible in the original language by heart.
Lord.
And see what is the answer. There's no hope for the Pope. You ask me in Lanesia where I am, we'll bring 1,000 for you from Lanesia alone. We'll bring 1,000,000 for you from the world. Not million, millions, male, female, adult and children. So think about it, Christopher. It must be your choice. I can only propagate to you.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Somebody says, Ustad, dear Mufti Saab, I cannot keep my hand or feet. in ground during prayer because of my pregnancy, and I'm feeling uncomfortable, Mufti Sahab, during sajda. 37 weeks running already. Is it okay, Ustad?
So you must remember, sister, if you can't read Salat standing and you can't make sajda, you must not go and harm yourself or harm the fetus, the unborn baby. Surah chapter 2, verse 286, you sit on a chair and read Salat, sit on your bed and read Salat, face the Qibla, and in that way your ruku, sajda, you just do with signs. So that is what Islam will tell you. Surah chapter 2, verse 286, La yukallifullah nafsan illa usaha. Allah has not burdened any person more than his ability, capability, capacity. Mustafa rahmatul alameen. This is Rabiul Awwal. Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place. So what should be our message? Our message not only in Rabiul Awwal, at all times, all places, all circumstances. Chapter 21, verse 107. Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen. We have not sent you, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation, not only human beings, the entire universe and creation. So Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my mother, my sister, idha amartukum bi shay'in fa'atu bihi mastata'tum. When I command you something, you do it, carry it out, implement it to the best of your ability. Mustafa sallallahu, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Imran bin Hussein, father and son, both Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and said, "Salli qa'iman, stand and read salat. If illam tastati, fa salli qa'idan. You can't stand and read, you sit and read." So the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So my sister, for all intents and purposes, now you are going towards your ending. So you read sitting salat, make signs and gestures, and read your salat. And the time for delivery is near. So read Surah 21 verse 33. Awalam yara alladhina kafaru anna samawati wal arda kanata ratqa. Christopher and Christian, all, this is Quran. They want to tell you about the Big Bang and this. Leave all that. Listen to what Quran says. Chapter 21 verse 30. Awalam yara alladhina kafaru. Don't the non-Muslims see? Anna samawati wal arda kanata ratqa. The heavens and the earth were stuck together. Fafataqnahuma. And we separated it easily. The fetus and the mother are stuck. Read, and Allah will make your labor pains easy. Imagine Allah Ta'ala's kalam, his direct speech. So that is the beauty of Islam. You father, mother, or first time you begin to be parents, read chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salih. Ya Allah, grant us pious offspring. The dua of Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim, Prophet Abraham's dua and supplication.
I see we've got a priest here who studies. Says, my name is Belanora, and he says, I'm a priest, bishop. He says he would like to meet you and maybe ask a few questions. Ustad, debating regarding religions. Ustad,
anything, we are open for discussion. We don't go on the media and TV and all these type of things. I'm coming to Durban next week, and you want to meet me, we don't have no bodyguards, no nothing. You meet us, no problem. As long as you are, got no hidden agenda and so forth. On a one-to-one we meet, it's fine, no problem. You don't come with anything, I don't come with anybody. And we meet, we talk. You must remember, we got no problems. Many a priest embrace Islam. So remember, everything is transparent. But one question I'll ask you before you meet me, you must answer me how many different Bibles there are. That's all I'm asking you.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, should a woman change her surname after making nikah, or should she retain the name of her father, Ustad?
She got three options. You must remember, in Islam, in time of Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Khulafa, they would maintain and retain their own name, their maiden name. So they would say Khadija binti Khuwailid. So remember, same name after marriage. Aisha binti Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. So they would maintain and retain their own name, their own maiden name. And now, because we live in Western societies and so forth, so you want to change your surname to that of your husband, so that's fine, it's permissible, no problem with that. And an easy way, you want to do double barrel surname. So you must remember, you maintain your name and you bring your husband's name, Fatima Usman Hussein. So see, Fatima, name. Usman, father's name. Hussein, my name. So double barrel surname. So that is good, excellent, no problem.
So is it permissible to make a wasiyat that so and so must not enter my house when I die, or that they should not even come to my funeral, Ustad?
You can't do all these things. Don't adopt the holier and thou attitude. Ask Allah that you die on iman. This one mustn't come, this one mustn't come. Fala tuzakku anfusakum. Don't sanctify and purify yourself. Huwa a'lamu biman ittaqa. That, remember, he, Allah alone knows who got piety and so forth. You need the du'as of everybody when you die, brother, sister. So don't adopt the holier than thou attitude. Not permissible.
Can the zakat be given to non-Muslims, Ustaz?
Not permissible. Surah 9 verse 60, 8 categories and must be Muslim. And remember, voluntary charity you give to non-Muslims and Muslims, permissible. Last question.
Abdullah from Soweto wants to know, Mufti Sahab, is there any muftis in a female version, Ustaz? Like how you are a mufti, is there any muftis, Ustaz Abdullah?
I don't know, Abdullah, if you know much about the Hanafi fiqh. There is a kitab called Bada'i-us-Sana'i. And remember that Allama Kasani. Allama Kasani was called Malikul Ulama, the king of the ulama. His daughter and he, they both used to sign. So in Islam, we have many examples of faqiha. You got Ibn Sirin. You heard of Ibn Sirin? Ibn Sirin, you must remember, Muhammad bin Sirin was his name. A master of the dream interpretation. He had a sister by the name of Hafsa. People come with dreams, he grabs them out. They come for hadith, tafsir, or say, go to my sister and ask her, she know more than me. So in Islam, we have many examples. But today, when the woman tell me, they alima, I say, just forget all that. You must say, you taliba. We also say, we students, you understand? So remember that. So as long as you say, you're a student, you'll go far. This woman, they say, I'm alima. Tomorrow, they get married, the husband tell them something, he say, hey, you don't know nothing I do. So already the recipe for disaster start. So the mother-in-law tell them something, say, you keep quiet, I don't bother you. So the horns, they grow too much. Therefore, I don't like this term. If you tell them muftiya, then I don't know what will happen to them. So I'm speaking of majority. So forget it nowadays. So we can just be good Muslims and try to have humanity and remember, say, we students of deen, and that's the best way. So inshallah, tomorrow 4 o'clock, inshallah, Mawlana Arafat will be here. I will be in the studio 4:30, inshallah. And now my brother Lukolo, inshallah, is tired also. We tired. We all have to retire. But brother Lukolo, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, will prepare the podcast. We will send it out tonight, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. And remember, quarter past 10, you listen to Hafiz Kala, inshallah, his golden voice. And thereafter, Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki, who was martyred by the Americans, remember that. So his wonderful lecture, you can listen every night between 10 and 11 on Siratul Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Almighty Allah jalla wa ala make our khatima ending on iman.
Ameen.
May Almighty Allah jalla wa ala make us of those who defend the deen of Islam. We don't have to defend Muslims. We defend the deen of Islam. That must be our prerogative and our aim in life. And we make dua for Muslims and non-Muslims. And the last message, remember, so many people are ill and sick. Give our charity on their behalf. Ya Allah, اللهم اشفهم شفاء كاملا لا يغادر سقما يا الله give them شفاء كامل يا الله let them have a speedy recovery. جزاك الله خيرا مولانا بارك الله فيك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Our lecture, Ustaz?
Our lecture by Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki, and it's on Siratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Well, we're going to love and leave you. Of course, up next is the golden voice, Hafiz Kala Sahib, Ustaz. Yes, and thereafter, inshallah, will be our lecture, English lecture, by Hazrat Mawlana Sheikh Anwar Awlaki, Rahmatullah Alayhi. And the topic is the seerah of our beloved Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From myself and all of you out there and all the listeners, and of course our beloved engineer brother Lakolo and the engineer in Durban and our senior Ustad, see you guys tomorrow morning, same time, same place on our program, As-Safinatu ila al-Jannah. Allahumma ahdina wa hadibina wa hadina sa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.